When the gopis considered the good fortune of the cowherd boys, that they had the opportunity to be with Krishna all day long, every day. Because you can't just take care of cows 5 days of the week. You have to take care of cows 7 days of the week. So 7 days of the week, they were with Krishna all day long. And the gopis were considering, what pious activities these most fortunate cowherd boys have performed. What good fortune it is that they can be with Krishna in intimate friendship all day long, every day. And if we think of what we're doing by circumambulating Govardhan Hill, just as Krishna and those eternal associates of Krishna were engaged in, how fortunate we are to be in this very, very sacred place where very confidential pastimes of Krishna were performed. It certainly is not due to lifetimes and lifetimes of pious activity. Maybe some of you, but probably not most of us. There's some other explanation. And that some other explanation is somehow we just happen to be in the right place at the right time and receive some inexplicable fortune. I remember very vividly hearing Srila Prabhupada describe his own good fortune. He was describing the verse, Oma Jnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshoda Miditam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. And was saying about himself that I was in some dark corner of the universe with no real transcendental direction in life. And somehow or other, by good fortune, I came in contact with Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And that fortunate circumstance completely changed my life. And I somehow became fortunate. And then he instructed me, the very first meeting, go forward into the English-speaking parts of the world and make them fortunate. And everyone raised a large Hariva. And then Prabhupada said what we knew he was going to say. And now I am asking all of you to go out and make others fortunate. Haribo, Haribo, Haribo. Even as we were passing along the roadway here in Braja, how many persons, instead of saying their usual Radhe, Radhe, they said, Haribo, some, you know, in a joking way. But even in a joking way, Prabhupada's explanation is, that's very nice. I remember after one lecture in our Henry Street temple, Trivikram Maharaj asked the question. He was the first one to ask the question. And the question was, Srila Prabhupada, what about these children? that live in this, that go to school right across the street from our Brooklyn temple here. Not the temple that we're in now, but the one where we used to be. And every day, they make fun of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, ha 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 ha. Little children, little school children. And Prabhupada's reply was, that is very nice. I could tell a whole long story, but we're here in Govardhan, so I won't. It's true that those, I'll make a long story short, those same school children, when they grew up to be, at least one of them that I met, something like 20 years later, he explained to me that that melody that we sang every day when we came home from Harinam Sankirtan from the subway station to our temple, and they were coming out after school, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, it, that melody stayed in his mind. And he said, nearly every day, that melody comes into my mind. And that very day that I met this person, he was an airport employee, and he, it was in his mind, and he was singing it in the hallway with his co-workers. And they were making fun of him for singing this Hare Krishna melody. And then he saw me. And he like he saw a ghost or something. He said, oh no. And I said, what? And he said, are you Hare Krishna? I said, yeah. Oh no. I said, why? What's wrong? He said, I was just singing that song that you guys used to sing every day. You know, I come from Brooklyn, because this was in Detroit, in an airport, you know, changing of planes. So he used to live in Brooklyn, and then he moved to Detroit. And this melody, he was an airport employee, he'd finished his day, and as he finished the day, the melody came into his mind, and he started singing it. And then I see you. I said, well, I think that's not a coincidence, some arrangement of Krishna. He said, we were really bad. What do you mean? Well, you know, you would leave your cars in the street, and we'd burn your cars. And, you know, you'd have your singing, and we'd throw rocks through the windows, and sometimes you throw little bombs through the windows, and we were really bad. But you people were always nice. You always took care of other people, and you fed people, and you treated people really nice. And we were really bad. So he was feeling very regretful, but he said, actually, you know, all that you did was you helped people in such a good way. Please forgive me for all the bad things that I did. You know, not everyone's going to feel like that and speak like that, but this individual did. Just like so many of the, you know, it's just their way to get you over to their shop to say, Hari Bol! Like, come on over here and buy some of my goods, because I'm an enthusiastic merchant. Their purpose is not to glorify Krishna, it's to catch your attention. But that's, in Prabhupada's word, that's very nice. Our minds can be agitated. They're mercenary. They're not interested. But we can think like that. But the fact that they're calling Krishna's name, just by seeing a group of devotees, they're thinking of Krishna. What good fortune. Somehow our lives have been made fortunate that just when people see us, they say Hare Bol or Hare Krishna. Isn't it? Because otherwise, you see any other ordinary person going around here and there, you don't say Hare Bol, Hare Krishna. And that good fortune that we have received is being passed on to others just by the good fortune that we've received from Srila Prabhupada. And here we are, trying to increase our fortune by coming to the place of Krishna's pastimes. here's Govardhan Hill, the panorama of Giriraj Maharaj Ki Jai. And our local bridge bossies, and peacocks, and kadamba trees, and all of the wonderful parts of Krishna's pastimes. Govinda Kund. So I'd like to describe, when we were at the Govardhan ISKCON temple, we described the Anior pastime. We passed through Anior village. So after Krishna, in the form of Lord Hari, he accepted all the offerings of the Vrijvasis. Krishna said the prasad should be distributed to all the brahmanas, all the Vaishnavas, all the animals, all the cows should be fed sumptuously, and then they did as we're doing. Got all their paraphernalia on the bullock carts and went around Govardhan Hill. Then came Indra's anger. The pride of Indra erupted into big anger, and he sent the Samvartaka cloud to destroy the cows, to destroy the devotees, and to destroy Krishna. Terrible. But that was his intention. So, terrible winds and terrible rain, not just like heavy rain, but pillars of rain came down, flooding, just like at the time of devastation. And so, the residents of Vrindavan took shelter of Krishna. On your instruction, we knew Indra would become angry, but look at this. Krishna, what do we do now? So he lifted Govardhan Hill. The Bhagavatam, Shukadeva Goswami says, he lifted Govardhan Hill with the ease that a child lifts a frog's umbrella. What's a frog's umbrella? Mushroom. When it's raining, the frog takes his shelter under an umbrella. But then that nature's umbrella, a mushroom. So as easily as a child can pick up a mushroom and hold the mushroom over their head, Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. And Govardhan Hill expanded so that all the residents could fit underneath Govardhan Hill. And you know the wonderful Leela. 7 days of torrential rain, but Krishna and all the residents of Vrindavan were under that Govardhan Hill, feasting their eyes on the beautiful form of Krishna. There's beautiful descriptions by our acharyas of the loving exchanges that took place in the course of those 7 days. One Prabhupada mentions in Nectar Devotion, Krishna, out of the corner of his eye, he was seeing the beautiful form of Srimati Radharani. And Balaram was smiling. So Krishna thought, Balaram knows I'm looking at Radharani. So he began to blush. And that made Balaram smile even more, because he knew Krishna's mind. Pages and pages and pages of description of the exchanges of the residents of Vrindavan amongst one another and with Krishna while he was holding up Govardhan Hill. So after 7 days, Indra had that uh-oh realization. Uh-oh, I made a big mistake. this is not just a small child lifting a hill for 7 days and 7 nights. This is the personality of Godhead. My pride overcame me, and I've made a big offense unto Krishna. So, what to do? He stopped the rain, and as the rain stopped, Krishna then informed the residents of Vrindavan, everything is all right now. The rain subsided, the waters diminished, and Krishna said, okay, you can leave from underneath the Govardhan hill, and I'll place Govardhan in exactly the same place as before. So he did. And Indra went to his spiritual master, Brihaspati, and asked Brihaspati what he should do. Brihaspati chastised him severely. Indra, you do so many things like this. You offend others. Now you've offended Krishna. You're in big trouble. If you go before Krishna now, he'll probably just ignore you because of this big offense that you've made. But if you bring one of Krishna's dear friends with you, then Krishna may pay attention. Indra got the hint, and he thought, who is very dear to Krishna? Krishna's cows. And amongst all of the cows, the Surabhi cow is most dear to Krishna. So he went and got Surabhi cow so that he could bring Surabhi before Krishna. Surabhi was very happy to go see Krishna. And here at Govindakund is where the demigods came, Lord Brahma, and all the demigods personally offered wonderful worship of Krishna. You saw as we were coming that very, very large tree like that. Underneath a very large tree, Krishna was set on a throne. And as they do in the spiritual world, or in the heavenly kingdom, the demigods worship Krishna to their heart's content. And then they circumambulated Krishna and left. As they were leaving, the cowherd boys just happened to come and saw all this fabulous paraphernalia, the opulence of which they had never seen before because it was from the heavenly realm. And they thought, this looks wonderful. Let's use these for worshiping Krishna, like children playing. Sometimes children will imitate the activities of adults. So they thought, let's worship Krishna. What better use of all this nice paraphernalia, wherever it came from? And they also worshiped Krishna. And the demigods were watching from the sky how, in a spontaneous mood of love, the cowherd boys were worshiping Krishna with great love and affection, although it was just play like little children. Then Surabhi, we're going to see on the other side, where Surabhi offered, Surabhi Kund is just on the other side of Govardhan Hill. If circumstances are okay, we'll visit Surabhi Kund. There's a little aggression over on that side sometimes. But so, Govinda Kund is, according to the Srimad Bhagavatam, Surabhi said, actually, Krishna, you are our Indra. You are our Lord. Not this other one. You are our Indra. And because you give pleasure to the cows, we would like to give you the name Govinda. So Surabhi actually gave Krishna the name Govinda. And this very place, Govindakund, is where that Leela took place. Many, or several thousand years later, is when Madhavendra Puri, whose temple is right over here along the side of Govindakund, Madhavendra Puri came because of time. The Leela is very wonderful, but I'll make it succinct. He was on the topmost Paramahansa platform of spiritual realization. His practice in the renounced order was that he wouldn't do madhukari. He wouldn't go and beg alms from others. He would only accept alms if someone approached him. Now, in many parts of the world, you would die. But in holy places where he went, people had culture, and when they saw a saintly person, a genuine saintly person, they would offer them some alms. And in this way, he sustained his life. Prabhupada describes this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that sometimes he went for days without eating, and his mind wasn't, oh, I wish I had something to eat. His mind was on Krishna, whether it was with something to eat or not something to eat, whether it was hot or cold, whether it was raining or dry, or this extreme or that extreme, this feature of duality or that feature of duality. He was contented in his relationship with Krishna. That's the platform of Madhavendra Puri. So he came here to Govindakund, along with visiting various places of holy places in India. When he came to Vrindavan, he came to Govindakund, and it was the evening time of the day when the sun was beginning to set, and he was just sitting, chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in a very transcendental, peaceful mood. And as he was chanting, one little cowherd boy approached him and said, My dear sir, I've brought you this pot of milk. Please accept it. And Madhavendra Puri said, How did you know that I was fasting? And who are you? He said, I'm a resident of the village, and the ladies over there, they saw that you were sitting there, and it's the policy in our village, no one goes hungry. So since it's milking time, they told me to bring this pot of milk to you. Since it's milking time, I must go back to my other duties, but you please take the milk, and I'll come back later and collect the pot from you. And suddenly he just vanished. He was gone. And Madhavendra Puri began drinking the milk, thinking about the charming beauty of the small boy. And as he was drinking the milk, he had this realization. It was Krishna that came and brought the milk. So he was in ecstasy, and at the same time, the conflicted emotion that he didn't even recognize Krishna when Krishna came directly before him. We experience that sometimes in our Krishna consciousness, some conflicting emotions. And with that, he spent the evening chanting the holy name. And sometime during the evening, he dozed off, and in his sleep, the same cowherd boy appeared in his dream and identified himself as Gopal. I am that same Gopal who in his deity form has been waiting for you for a long time. We're going to pass by that place where Madhavendra Puri found the deity of Gopal. So he was over here by Govindakund. The deity in the form of this little boy brought him milk. and then identified where his deity was, his deity form was. We passed by Sankarshan Kund, those of you that were gathered, and we could see, maybe is that it? The temple of Gopal? Yes? No? Maybe some of you can see the direct line that I'm pointing in, from where I'm sitting at least, I can see the rooftop of Srinathji. Not Gopal. Okay. Okay. So, Madhavendra Puri established the worship of Gopal. He kept his ashram right here by the side of Govindakund. And there's a nice deity of Gopal inside. In course of time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, two generations later, came here and wished very much to see Gopal, but his mood was he would not walk on Govardhan, and so he embraced the rock of Govardhan, the Shila of Govardhan, at the bottom of the hill, and within a matter of days, Gopal came down the hill to see him. The pretext was some Turkish soldiers were invading, so they had to put Gopal in a safe position. So they took him off the hill and put him in some hidden place away from the temple. And as they were bringing him down the hill, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there to have darshan of Gopal. And for a week, he was in ecstasy, seeing the same deity that had appeared in the dream of Madhavendra Puri, and in person as little Gopal to bring him his milk. A grand installation ceremony is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then much later, a year later, Gopal appeared again in his dream and instructed Madhavendra Puri that I've been in the brush, neglected for so long, my body is still very hot. So I want you to find camphor and sandalwood, and large quantity of camphor and sandalwood to smear over my body in the summer. So go quickly. So he was in ecstasy to be given some further direct service by Gopal. And the rest you also already know. He traveled to Jagannath Puri. He passed through Ramuna and took darshan of the Gopinath temple, and the Gopinath deity provided kheer for him. And on the way back, after receiving the camphor and sandalwood, he stayed at Ramuna because the deity of Gopal appeared to him in a dream again and said, just stay here. The deity of Gopinath and myself are none different. You smear the sandalwood and chandan and camphor on his body, and I will be cooled and satisfied by that service. So the samadhi of Madhavendra Puri is there, and the bhajan kutir of Madhavendra Puri is here. And we'll pass by the place where Madhavendra Puri found the deity. He was exactly as he was told in the dream. At that time it was in a jungle area, trees and brush. We passed it. I'm sorry. It's that way. We won't pass it. We went by it already. It's in that direction. It's a little remote. We'd just see it from the roadway anyways. So we'll continue on our Govardhan Parikrama. Shri Shri Radhe.